This is a presentation of Dawn Forge Productions.
You are listening to the Dawn Forge Network coverage of BlizzCon 2011, held at the Anaheim Convention Center. What you're about to hear is our discussions and predictions for the second day of BlizzCon coverage, including several Q&A panels. Thank you to our sponsor, Audible, purveyor of great audiobooks. Visit them at audibletrial.com/mega, over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Thank you to those who donated prizes, including Krish.com, as well as some exceptional listeners like Haster, DJ, Sir Rototorn, and more.
Welcome and good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for a great start to our BlizzCon day. I am Medros, and we're here to do a sort of a preview of what's coming up on the BlizzCon schedule for the day. And, of course, what we're going to be covering today. So if you are not here in the live chat, I do apologize. You should really be here. It's a really awesome event. If you are, hi, good morning. Coffee do good for you? we have so far on the chat for this BlizzCon Day show. I don't know. It's still too early for me to really be thinking cohesively. I have DG and Jen.
Noob Lore Delena. Good morning. And why is the sun not that high in the sky yet? It's coming in the window. It hurts.
Because it's still early.
It's a Saturday.
Yes.
I'm usually not going to bed until now on Saturday.
I apologize.
So that's what the bright burning thing in the sky is. It's the sun? I never see that. Yeah.
Yes,
it is. Thing that the torn paladins use.
There we go.
Yes, it's the light. Pure, unadulterated light.
Yeah.
And it's much brighter than you're probably used to seeing it in the sky in Azeroth, so sorry for that. Before we start too early here or to get too far into things, I do want to thank our sponsors for this coverage. The great folks over at Audible, go to audibletrial.com/Diablo, and you can get a free audiobook trial, 14-day trial, as well as a free audiobook download. There's lots of really great books. There's several Warcraft books and many other books, over 100,000 titles to choose from. So definitely check that out and definitely let us know what you think. And if you use that code, this new podcast we have, Shattered Soulstone, that is hosted by these people, Nevik, Breja, and Jen, who you have heard this weekend if you have been tuned in. All of them are on that podcast. It's a really great podcast we just recently started. So let's also thank Curse, who has provided a lot of prizes to us. Not all of our prizes, but a large percentage of our prizes have been provided by the great folks over at Curse. And if you are in our live chat this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, you'll probably have a very good chance at winning some prizes, because we have over 16 prizes to give away this day alone. And some of those are thank you to Haster, who donated one of his goodie bags. And it's great to see that we can get some really cool prizes. So, did you guys agree?
Prizes are awesome. Everybody wants, like, especially like the goodie bag thing that you can't get unless you go to BlizzCon. That's probably going to make a lot of people really excited.
Yes, the Tyrael statue has been reserved. But the other prizes in the goodie bag are up for grabs, including an Authenticator, Killhogger, TCG card, and Rokablo and StarCraft II portraits. I'm assuming those are portraits for your Blizz or your Battle.net account. So definitely very exciting there.
Also, the Mega Block Thrall. Don't forget your Mega Block Thrall. You did not ask for this.
Hold on. You get a Mega Block Thrall?
Yes, there's a Mega Block version of Thrall in that bag. It's in a little box that says Mega Block on it. It's okay. A tie-in to the Mega Block lines of stuff coming out. You get Shaman Thrall as Mega Block version. Not like a figurine that connects to Mega Blocks.
So it's pre-made? It's not like a little Lego mini-build kind of thing?
Right, yeah. It's a pre-made thing.
Cool.
Yeah, Haster is parked at the main stage next to the question line in front of the TV platform. For anybody who is at BlizzCon, if you're listening to this, then you have very strong dedication to Dawnforge, and I thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
But let's talk a little bit about what we're covering today. The first thing we're going to be covering is the Diablo 3 lore panel. For a lot of people who signed up for the annual, the WoW annual pass, who are now going to be getting Diablo 3, this is something that's going to be very, very exciting for a lot of those people who may not know a lot of the lore behind Diablo and Diablo 3 specifically. Would you agree there, Jen?
Yeah, I think if you haven't played, you probably have no idea what the lore is. And honestly, if you've only played the first Diablo, or maybe even part of the second one, you don't get a whole lot of lore through those games, just naturally. Like, when you play World of Warcraft, you pick up things from the quests and from some of the stuff the NPCs say. You don't get a whole lot of that as you play the original two games. So I think the lore panel is going to clarify a little bit more about what's going on. The best way, I think, to get information about the lore is to read some of the books that have been out. Quite a few are written by Richard Knack, and I think he's an awesome writer. So I've read them before. I'm reading them again now just because I'm so looking for information about Diablo. But yeah, the lore panel should be really exciting.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be really interesting to see, you know, how exactly they're going to be doing, you know, the lore for this game. Because, I mean, you know, Shattered Soulstone is going to be covering a lot of the lore behind Diablo. But it's really cool to see, you know, how they're progressing the lore. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a lot, you guys will have a lot to talk about on Shattered Soulstone when you guys do your next episode about the lore coming in Diablo 3. Unfortunately, none of you are on the beta, so that's really something we're going to have to check out and really get some more detailed information on, so.
Oh, I'm certain we'll have a whole lot to talk about in the next episode of Shattered Soulstone. Don't worry about that.
Just a wee bit. So moving on, half an hour after that panel ends, we'll be going into the Diablo 3 open Q&A panel, where we hope to hear a lot of really cool questions from the audience and from listeners about what exactly, the details of this are. And I'd love to know I would love to have somebody ask if the WoW annual pass will give you a Diablo 3 beta key. Because I thought I heard that, but I'm not sure if I caught that correctly.
The WoW annual pass, just checked out the Q&A, it gives you a guaranteed entry into the Mists of Pandaria expansion beta.
Okay.
Not the Diablo 3 beta. You get your Diablo 3 on release, though, which saves you a trip.
Unless you want Collector's Edition, which you checked out the FAQ, and you said that if you get the Diablo 3 Collector's Edition, you get an extra 4 months gain time on your WoW.
Well, yes, in its essence. It's basically you've locked yourself in for a year. 4 of those months are paid for you if you bought the Collector's Edition in addition to it. Basically, they're refunding you the value of the game through WoW time, which I think...
That's really great.
Neat.
That's a neat little crossover they've got going on there.
I was telling a friend this last night. I think Blizzard is a marketing evil genius for this move. Because the way I'm looking at this is there are 11 million some subscribers of WoW right now. If 10% of those sign up for the yearly subscription, that is just over 1 million people they get to say got Diablo 3 on release. Over 1 million copies of Diablo 3 out there right now. Active, how does that look on your sale? You know, our main game has 11 million, we already got 1 million on our next game. You're just blowing sales out of the wall. I mean, you're not saying sales, but you have copies out there.
Really impressive for a game that's been, you know, no one's seen a new version of Diablo in years, and there's so many people excited, and to get more of them into it through this is just a really creative and incredible idea. And it's probably going to work very well for them.
Yes, and then they have the real money auctioning house allowing them to make money off those people they gave the game to.
Right, right. They talked a little bit about that in the panel that they had yesterday, the gameplay and auction house panel. They did talk about the auction house, and it was kind of neat. You can use it without paying. You can use the auction house with gold, but you can also like sell something on it that you find in-game and then either convert that sale to gold or you can actually kick it into your PayPal account.
Well, your Blizzard wallet, which will be something subsidized by PayPal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that they said PayPal on the thing, but there's got to be a Blizzard link in there somewhere.
Right now, Blizzard isn't allowing PayPal for anything, which has been a sore point for a lot of things right now. I mean, you couldn't order a virtual ticket with PayPal.
So. Right, yeah, they don't tend to do that. But if they start with the auction house, maybe that'll open up some things in the future. Because, I mean, not everybody has a credit card that they can, you know, make purchases with. A lot of people have PayPal.
All right.
All right, well, let's move on in our schedule here. After that, we're going to be talking classes, items, and professions, question and answer. What do you guys expect to see that, like, more questions about legendaries and...
When do I get my tanking legendary? Yeah, my tanking legendary. When do I get that?
And rage about the changes to classes and talents, I'm sure.
Of course.
Why can I not transmogrify my legendary? I want to make my my current weapon look like my old Hand of Ragnaros. Or Sulfurous Hand of Ragnaros. Yeah, there you go. I want to do that. Why can't I?
And then somebody's going to complain about the rogue legendary weapons that we just heard about recently. Somebody's going to complain about that and go, where's mine? You guys favor rogues. You know, the same kind of stuff you always get.
Ooh, I want to see if someone asks this question. It's like, hi, I'm a warrior or rogue, one of the two. I have Thoradol and a Vidal. When the next expansion comes out, what happens to it? I can't equip ranged anymore. Does that mean it just sits in my bag?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a legendary bow that you won't be able to use next expansion.
Wow. Yeah, somebody's bound to put that together and ask that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'd be very curious to see how off track some of the questions get, because as we recall from last year, there was a lot of questions that just seemed to be completely off base. Questions about items in the lore Q&A and so on. So hopefully they do clear the line out from panel to panel.
It'd be good if they did, but I don't know. Do they like pre-screen the questions? Like when people get in line, do they ask them, what are you going to ask to see if it's appropriate for that particular topic? Or, how does that work? No, it didn't, but I don't know.
I mean, yeah, the few couple of panels we've seen with Q&A this year were a lot bit more on topic, so... Maybe they're screening. Maybe they're saying if you ask a dumb question, we're just going to say that's not the topic at hand and go on. I mean, that would be enough.
That would work. They really didn't allow many questions for the Diablo panel that went live the other day. They actually had one guy was able to ask one question, and that was it, and they cut it off. So we'll just have to see. I bet there's a lot of people waiting for the Diablo one, the Q&A.
If you ask a stupid question, you have to sit to Chris next to Chris Metzen and let him put his hands all over.
Oh, my.
This guy here asked a stupid question.
Hey, come on now. There are definitely some people in the audience that would jump at that chance.
Yes, and there are a few people I'm sure Chris Metzen won't want to put his hands anywhere near.
Especially on day 2 of the con.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can't imagine that. I've never actually been to BlizzCon. I was going to go this year, and I wasn't able to go. But, yeah, I can only imagine what that's going to due to my allergies, all those people in one space.
Yeah, like I said yesterday, I hope to be able to go next year. We'll have to see how things come out, but it's an experience that I can believe would be something you definitely don't want to miss. Hopefully next year brings good things. That's all I can say. So the next thing up will be the open Q&A. I'm very happy they're doing the open Q&A following that, the lore and story Q&A on a different stage. That way, we won't have people who are still waiting for the open Q&A to ask their question on the open Q&A lining up right away and asking that question on the lore and story Q&A. I am definitely in favor of that one.
Yeah, that was a smart strategy to avoid those questions that aren't, you know, aren't appropriate for their topic when they switch topics.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the Q&As seem staggered in that respect, that they're not really... The only ones that follow are the... there's the open Q&A following the weapon, et cetera, item thing. So those questions will still fit in the open Q&A, though.
So, true.
Yeah. Yeah, so that line that didn't make it into the first one, they're just going to ask their question in that open one.
Yeah, but the lower story one is on a different stage, so at least we won't have that bleed over like we had last year, where it's just people staying in line for the next panel.
And one would hope by the time they get to the lore and story one that maybe a lot of those questions that people were going to ask about an item or about a profession or about a class or whatever will have been covered in those first two.
We could hope.
We could hope.
May not happen, but we can hope.
Right, right. And there's going to be somebody that has no idea that the question has already been asked. They'll be asking it again.
Yeah, it's funny when that happens.
It's got to be hard. I mean, I've never been to BlizzCon, like I said, but it's got to be hard to, like, know what's already been asked if you're waiting in line, and I don't know how well you'd hear everything or, you know, it seems like there's a lot of possibility for somebody to miss something and really honestly not know that they've missed it.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how everything goes and what Blizzard does in order to try and really get that flow and you know, on topic nature, because we have had issues in the past, and Q&As are always a really tough thing to really get a solid answer on and a solid solution for in that regard. But the big news for yesterday that we kind of missed, and DG, thank you for pointing this out to me when we were talking before we went live this morning. We forgot to mention something that didn't get a lot of play, and I was really surprised at how little play it ended up getting, and that is cross-account achievements. That's awesome. I got to say, absolutely awesome. Excited to see how that comes out.
Yeah, I meant to go back and watch that, but I kind of forgot to. After I remembered that we've completely forgot to talk about it at the end of the show. But the thing I'm curious now about is it the matter of all your achievements will just be linked to your account rather than a character? Or are they going to add a new section of achievements that can only be completed by account, such as like the stay classy type achievements? That could get complicated.
Are there any achievements that are only for one faction, or are all the achievements for both factions? Because if you're playing both,
well,
and this thing links,
if you're playing Alliance and you get the Kill Alliance Leaders one on your account, that might be a bit weird.
I mean, would it just sort of revert, you know, to the appropriate faction titled one, or how does that work exactly?
Yeah, I'm guessing thinking about it this way, it's like there are certain ones that they're probably, some of them will probably be character only and some will be account only. Mm-hmm. Like, I would hope they'd just make the PvP ones account has to do it, because there are certain PvP things that are easier to do with some classes than others. I mean,
yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, like flag running. It's harder to run the flag as, say, a rogue than it is to run the flag as a holy paladin or you know, healer class or a tank class. Just simpler.
How would that work with, like, the world events, you know, where you, if you go through and you get all the achievements for all of the world events, that you get that, what is it? I haven't done this yet, as you can tell.
Long Strange Trip.
Yeah, that one. Does that mean you would have to do it only on one of your tunes and, like, all of them would get it?
Yeah, like I said, this is something I have to go rewatch and see what they say. Either it's going to be a different subsection of achievements, or certain ones will be you just have to complete it once on a character on your account and you get it for everybody.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't do everyone. Because, I mean, like, the Lore Master type achievements, those quests... you know, how else would you know what place you haven't quested in? And especially Horde and Alliance have a great disparity of quests in areas and zones.
Yeah, and it just seems like, okay, I get it from the perspective of if you've been playing forever and you've already gotten some of, like, the exploration stuff, where you might, it might kind of make sense to sort of transfer that to your alts, because you've already done it as a player. You've already actually been there, whether or not you've pulled every little alt through every part of the world. But what does that do for, like, new players, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is... I'm going to have to go back and watch this one, too. I somehow completely missed this yesterday.
Well, the summary that MMO Champion has up says that achievements... Having the cross-account achievements would allow characters to be shared... or allow achievements to be shared among all characters on the same Battle.net account. Things such as raid achievements and ones which are difficult to get. It also says allows to include a new achievement such as get all the professions to the maximum level. That one I think is really neat. I'm really interested to see how they do that one. And I'm pretty sure I'm close to max level on on a lot of different professions. I think the only one I was missing was engineering, and I'm quickly leveling that one on my druid. So.
No, you're not. Remember, this is Mists of Pandaria. You are not.
Well, yes, but at
600.
Currently, I am at max level. Max level is going to change to 600, but I'm currently near max level. But yes, unfortunately. So, for people in the chat room who are wondering. Video seems to be intermittent from the panels. The first panel we're covering will be on the panel stage, the Diablo 3 lore panel. And we're really excited about that. It's going to be really cool. What do you guys say we give away a prize?
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Well, you know, we do have some people in the chat room who have been here for a bit now, and... You know, maybe we should give them a prize. And again, if you won yesterday, unfortunately, you were not included to win today. I have some trivia questions. Good luck to everybody in the chat room, and we'll see who wins. And the prize they'll be giving away. Let's start out good and go with a. Oh, we'll go with a pet, maybe. Maybe a Cenarian hatchling or a little rag.
I've got the Cenarian hatchling. It's awesome. I don't have the other one. It's very cute. Yeah, it makes interesting little noises when you click on it, which amuses me because I have birds at home and it kind of makes a similar noise. But that's just me. It's fun.
They're giving you your new fighting army force.
To start your Pokemon stuff with.
Yeah, it's, now they said almost every pet. I was thinking, you know, what pets are they? Are they going to just disallow the store-bought pets because they don't want to give you an advantage? And I looked it over and I thought over and I'm thinking, I looked at the list again of, like, pets and that. And it occurred to me they're probably just going to eliminate the humanoid and, like, inanimate object-type pets, like the balloon. Or the,
yeah, I wonder how that would work with the balloon.
Yeah, I think they're going to take the balloon out because there's no way a balloon can fight. They're going to take out the squire. They're going to take out the guild herald. You know, stuff like that. They'll take away the stuff that doesn't make... They're only a companion pet out of convenience. Not because they actually are a pet.
Yeah, I guess technically... Listed as a pet doesn't necessarily mean it's like an animate little thing, I guess.
Like,
I mean,
I think letting someone throw their Argent Squire into the ring against, say, you know, a little baby raptor might be considered child abuse.
Oh, God. sacrifice to the raptor, I think.
Crash Bang wants to let us know that his alliance balloon will destroy all who oppose him. He's filled it with volatile air.
Oh, that would do it then.
Go, my Argent Squire. Use hairpin on the alliance balloon.
I wonder if the balloon would have an ability, like, to attach to the other pet and float him away, like that quest when you get the balloon. Or the little Jedi kid just goes floating into the sky.
Lucy in the sky with balloons. Lucy in the sky with balloons.
And we now have a winner. Unfortunately, our first answerer, who is Mullets, got it slightly incorrect. It is Temple. The question is, what three dungeons were previewed in the dungeon panel? The answer, Temple of the Green Serpent, was not correct. Mullets, it's Temple of the Jade Serpent, Stormstrap Brewery, and Shadowpan Monastery. So congratulations to Sandalath. You will have a message in Ustream right away. And, yeah. Congratulations.
By the way, when I got on, I was checking out the WoW Insider to see if they had any other stuff posted, and they had the queue posted for today. They had a couple of great questions answered today, but the best, I think, was what are the plans of WoW Insider for Miss Pandaria now, or something along those lines. And it devolved into, it's like, you know, all these same plans we make, though, could be out the window because WoW Insider could collapse it upon itself upon release as all the current writers fight for who gets the monk position. Monk. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Every writer is going to apply for that. Uh-huh. So keep that in mind when Mr. Pardarian released. WoW Insider may be hiring, you know, everybody back in new roles because their entire staff is assassinating each other. Pandaren monks, they drive us to kill.
Seems kind of ironic, you know, that drives them to kill and not the Diablo-based stuff. The calm little monks.
Sandalath, do you need to know which pet you want, Little Rag or Cenarian Hatchling?
I think Pandaren Monk would be a great battling pet, though, if you're allowed to bring that into the ring. Just see your Pandaren Monk and fight with Pandaren Monk.
And they could make those noises at each other. It's a little kung fu. That's the ones, yeah.
I mean, I could see that as being, you know, this is my apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
Go beat up the raptor.
Like, do that little bow thing and then beat each other up. Oh. And,
I did notice on the previous screenshot, it looked like the Curious Wolvar pup was grayed out. I don't know if that means they don't have them and they've seen them, or if that means they have them but they're not eligible for fighting. Because the Curious Wolvar pup would be one of the semi-humanoid you could make an argument for.
Okay.
All right. And for people in the chat room who are the people in the chat room who are planning to be here all day, the final prize of the night will be a talking Murloc plushie. Though I will say that somebody named Pedros might win that.
We're now being attacked by Murlocs.
No, this is attacked by Murlocs.
Now we have Murlocs rapping.
Oh,
That's just frightening. All right, well, we're going to wrap up our recorded show for the preview on that interesting rap by a Murloc. And we'll begin our coverage of the Diablo 3 lore panel in just a few minutes. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll be back in the evening for another recorded end of con show, which will be, I'm sure, quite amusing, quite amazing, and full of a lot of fun.
EJ Hugger in the house.
Oh no, just the imagery of that.
This has been a Dawnforge production, copyright 2011. Find great podcasts and more at thedawnforge.com.